we've begun the process of the rite of Christian initiation for adults. And these are the men and women who are either unbaptized or baptized Christians of another tradition. All of them are interested in full communion with the Catholic Church. They go through a fairly extensive process of interaction with our faith in prayer and personal reflection. And at the conclusion of the process, they are fully initiated into the Church. That is, they receive the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and First Eucharist. They become as Catholic as most cradle Catholic, as the most cradle of Catholics of us all. But time and again I hear their thoughts, something along the lines of, I still feel inferior to cradle Catholics. I don't have their battle scars. I've been at it only a short while. They've been at it their whole lives. They're not the only ones who think this. We're all tempted to believe that even in the life of faith, seniority brings privilege. From time to time, I'm reminded of this basic temptation. Someone will stop by to see me, or more likely these days, call me. They'll have a special request, a special favor. And the way they pray, they preface their request and special favor is always pretty much along the same lines, almost like hearing a broken record. Father, I've been a parishioner here from the very beginning. Or if they want to add a little oomph to the request, Father, I've been a contributing member of this parish from the very beginning. You get it. I get it. I deserve more because I've given this parish more. So I should receive the kind of favors that others not so much. And in one way, that's perfectly understandable, because isn't that the way the world works? Those with seniority, those on the inside, those who have worked more hours for the church, we could put it, they're the ones that should get the upper hands over those who don't. And come to think of it, that is the way the world works. And so I'm not surprised when I come across it, even in a parish atmosphere. But doesn't it remind you of the gospel, of those all-day workers that say, are you kidding? Why would you ever pay the two-hour workers the same as you pay the all-day people? Again, their question makes total sense. That's the logic of our world, at least our part of the world. A dollar of benefit is due for a dollar of work. Quid pro quo, as they say. But today, we get a reminder that might not please us, at least at first. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord, nor are my ways your ways. The logic of God and its corresponding logic of heaven don't necessarily make sense to the logic of the world that we live in. As mere mortals, we would expect God to work according to our norms of fairness and equity. We would expect God to work on our terms. But as Matthew's parable reminds us, that's not always true. Sometimes God's thoughts try to get us to aim higher in the direction of mercy, in the direction of compassion. Now, that would sound like something God would want us to do, doesn't it? Aim higher. But we know all too well the ways of the world. A few months ago, I was talking with somebody who was lamenting some of the people he worked with. He was so frustrated by the way they were trying to manipulate the system. He said they were intentionally calling in sick to their boss so that their hours would remain below the threshold that was needed to receive unemployment benefits. Yep, we know that world too, don't we? And we know it's just not right. Would God disagree with our cries of foul play? Not at all. God is not on the side of fraud and deceit, of manipulating the system so it caters to somebody's personal advantage. But here's what God is much more interested in. In recognizing that when it comes to the gifts of divine mercy and life, God's alleged unfairness in no way interferes with God's mercy and gift of life with everybody else. Did I pay you what I promised? God asks us. What's more is something else. We may need a lot more mercy than we think we need. We might consider ourselves the all-day workers for God, when from God's point of view, we are well short of the all-day worker. Thanks be to God. God will treat us just as lovingly as he treats the saints, the all-day workers.